Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yisborach, we're about to begin the third topic of Parashas Metzora, Tumas Zov, Perek Tesvov, Posuk Aleph. Before we begin, I'd like to give a akdomo on the following four topics, the four tumois of Tumas Zov, Tumas Shechva Zera, Tumas Nido, and Tumas Zovo. What they all have in common is that they are all Tumo Hayoitze Megufoi, Tuma that the body produces by emitting certain fluids, as opposed to Tumas Nevelo, Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Meis, all those are outside the body, that a person becomes Tome when coming in contact with them. And let us begin with the second type of Tuma, Tumas Shechvas Zera. Shechvas Zera is a fluid that comes out of the Eder HaBris of a man, out of a healthy, functioning man. It comes in a matzav of Taiva and Kishui. And when it comes out, whether b'mokoy mitzvah or shalom b'mokoy mitzvah, the person who it came out of will be tomei, and the shichva zera itself, the fluid, is also tomei. The topic right after tumas shichva zera is tumas nido. A nido is a fluid, blood, that comes out of a private part of a woman once a month on an average. And it is a sign of a healthy, functioning body of a woman, and she will become Tomei, and the fluid, the dam, is also Tomei. So both those tumas of Shechva Zera and Anido are a sign of a healthy, functioning body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this natural phenomena in every human being in order to keep the world running. As opposed to the first and last tuma, Tumas Zov and Tumas Zovo, those come from a sick body. It's unnatural. Something's wrong there. And besides for being Tomei, they should also see a doctor. Tumas Zov by a man comes out of the Eder HaBris, but not out of a matzav of Taivo, and not out of a matzav of Kishui. It just oozes out. So besides for this being an unhealthy body, and he should probably see a doctor, he is also Tomei a Tuma Chamura. The Tumas Zov we'll see is more chomer than Tumas Shechva Zera. And the last Tuma, Tumas Zovo, is also from an unhealthy body of a woman when she sees Dam in an irregular time. For three consecutive days, her Tuma is more chomer than a Tumas Nido. With that Akdoma in mind, let us begin the third topic of Parashas Metzora, Tumas Zov, Perek Tezvov, Posuk Aleph. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe ve'el Aharon le'mor. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon as following, to tell Bnei Yisrael. Daberu el Bnei Yisrael v'amartem alihem ish ish ki yehye zov mi besaroi zivoi tomeihu. Teach Bnei Yisrael the following: every man who has fluids oozing out of his Eder HaBris, not only will he become Tomei, the Ziva itself, the fluid, is also Tomei. Says Rashi, Ki Yihi Yezov. Rashi has to figure out, how do we know that this fluid called Ziva comes out of the Eder HaBris of a man? Says Rashi, Yochol Zov Mikol Mokoyim Yehi Tomei. You may have thought that any part of the body that oozes fluids will be Metame the person. Tamud Loimar, no. It says, Mi Besoroi. It has to ooze out of some part of the body, not out of any part of the body. But I still don't know which part of the body. Once we differentiated that it's not any part of the body that will be metame, only one part of the body, now I have to figure out which part of the body. Here I learn out. We have a tumas zav, the first of these four tumas, and we have a tumas zovo, the fourth and last of these tumas. Ma zovo mi mokum shi mitamo tumo kalo nido mitamo tumo chamuro zivo. Just like by zovo, the fluid we're talking about, the dam that's mitame her, comes out of the same place that it comes out of a nido, a tumo kalo, in reference to a zovo, which is a tumo chamuro. So too, af hazov, which is the male type of female zovo, it's the same idea, zov zovo, mimokum shemetame tumo kalo, namely keri metame tumo chamura zivo. the Tumah Ziva is going to come out of the same place where his Tumah Kalo comes from, namely Tumah Keri, which is Shichvas Zera. So to the Tumah Ziva comes out of the same place, which is the Iver HaBris of a man. Zoi Voi Tome. Limidala Tipo Shimetamo. That drop that oozes out, it itself is Tome. Now Rashi tells us there's a way to tell the difference between a Tipas Zivo and a Tipas Shichvas Zera. Besides for the fact that this comes out of the goof without a taiva, and this comes out of the goof with a taiva, in the tipa itself you could tell the difference. Zoiv duimele me botzik shel soirim vidochui. Ziva looks like the water that comes from dough made out of barley. Vidochui, it's liquidy, it doesn't stick together. And vidoimele loiven beitzo amuzeres. And it looks similar to the white part of an unfertilized egg that cannot produce a chicken. Masheinkein, shichva zera is koshur, it's a thicker liquid, and therefore it sticks to itself. It doesn't come apart to little droplets. And keloiven beitzo sheinu muzeres. It looks like the white part of a fertilized egg that will produce a chicken. Posu gimel vezois tihietum osoi bezoi voi ror besoroi es zoi voi oi hechtim besoroi mi zoi voi tum osoi hi. And the following psukim, namely psukim dalid through yud beis, will be the halachos of this tumas zov when ror besoroi, when his flesh, his eiver habris, oozes out his ziva. Or sometimes a ziva is so thick that it stuffs up the Eiver HaBris. Or hechtim besori mizoivoi. It stuffs it up and it doesn't ooze out. Tum osoihi. That makes the person tome. Says Rashi, ror, loshen rir. The word rir is like a spit. Shezov besoroi es zoivoi kemoi rir. Shiyoitet solul. His flesh, his Eiver HaBris, oozes out this ziva and it comes out clear, like Rashi told us above. Not like shichva zera. It's a clear, fluidy liquid. Oi, hechtim. Sometimes, shiyotze av. It does come out thick. Vesoisem pio amo. It stuffs up. Deiver abris. Venistam besore. Mitipas zoivoi. It stuffs it up from the tipas azivo. Zeo pshutoi. That is the posha pshat in this posuk. Umedroshoi. But Chazal darshin a halacha from these two psukim. Psukim beis and gimel. The first pasuk, pasuk beis, says the word ziva twice, and it calls him tome. Shenemar zov mi besoroi, zoivoi tomehu. Says the word zov twice, zov and zoivoi, and it calls him a tome. And then in pasuk gimel, umono akosuv hasheni. The second pasuk, Ri'oi Shalosh. Three times it says the word Zoivoi. Ukroi Tomei. And it calls him Tomei. Shenemau Tumosoi Bezoivoi. That's one. Ror Besoria Zoivoi. That's two. Oyechtim Besorim Zoivoi. That's three. Tumosoi he. And he's Tomei. And Chazal set it up as a stira. How many times does a person have to see Ziva in order to become Tomei? If he saw once, that's clearly not the chomer dikatuma of a zov. He will have the regular tuma of a balkeri, of a shichvas zera. Even though the nature of the ziva is not shichvas zera, nevertheless, the level of tuma after seeing ziva once is like a shichvas zera level of tuma. But if he sees it twice or three times, then he becomes a chomer dikatuma of zov. So which one is it? Two or three? Hoketzad? The answer is shtaim letuma. If he sees ziva twice, he's already tomei ziva on the chomer dikotoma. But he's not mechuyev to bring a korban on the eighth day after he becomes tohil. If he saw ziva three times, now he has to bring a korban on the eighth day, as we will see. Posuk dale de kolamishko vasho yishka avolov azov yitmo vecholakili esho yishev olov yitmo. Any bed that is meant to lie on, that a zov lies on, will become a tome. And any kli, a chair that it's meant to be sat on, that a zov sits on, will be tome. The pasuk could have simply said, kol asha yishkav olav azov yitmo. Anything a zov lies upon will become tome. But no, it adds a word, kol hamishkov asha yishkav olav azov. Says Rashi, Kol ha-mishkov ha-ro'i le-mishkov. It has to be fit for lying on, fit as a bed. Yochol, you may think, afilu miyuchot melocha acheres, even if it's not meant as a bed, but a zov chose to lie on it, he'll be metamed. Also, tamud lo yemar asher yishkov, asher shochav lo yemar. It doesn't say that a zov lied on it. Rather, el asher yishkav, which means hamiyuchot tomid lekar, that it's designated to be a bed. Yotzo zeh she'imrim lo yamoid v'nasam lachteinu. Coming to exclude that if he lies on something else not meant to be a bed, and people will tell him, I need that item, it's not meant for a bed, he will not be metamed tumas mishkov. I'm not sure what is the drasha that we're darshaning this din from. The opening words of Rashi sound like we're darshaning from the words kol hamishkov. Those are the extra words. Horoi lemishkov. And then Rashi makes the same drasha, seemingly, from the fact that it says Asha Yishkav and not Asha Shochav. So I'm not sure exactly where the drasha is from, but the din is true that it has to be designated for a bed. A similar drasha Rashi makes, Chol HaKli Asha Yeshev Olov, Yoshav Loi Nemar, Elo Asha Yeshev Olov, which means B'miyuchat Tomet Lekach, and has to be designated as a sitting utensil, as a chair, as a bench. But if he stam randomly sat on something not to be sat on, it will not be mekabel this tumas moishov. Posuk hei ve'ish asher yiga b'mishkavoy yechabez begodo ve'rochat b'mayim ve'tomei ad orev. A little akdama, some background in Hilchos Tuma. A zov has a status of an av hatuma, a first level tuma. If he touches somebody or something, that somebody or something becomes a Vlad HaTuma, a secondary Tuma. A Vlad HaTuma could only transfer the Tuma on to Oichlin and Mashkin, to food and drink. But it cannot transfer the Tuma to Odom VeKelim, to another human being or a vessel. Odom VeKelim can only receive Tuma from an Av HaTuma, not from a Vlad HaTuma. And here comes the Chiddush of Posuk Hei. If somebody touches that bed that the Zov lied on in Posuk Dalet, not only is he Tomei, his clothing become Tomei also. Without this Posuk, one would have said, the Zov is an Avatuma, and he lied out on a bed, so the bed should be a Vladatuma. If the bed is a Vladatuma, it cannot be Metamei or the Vekelim, only Oichlun or Mashkin. So if somebody touches this bed, he will not become Tomei at all. Says the Torah Chiddush, not only is he Tomei, his clothing are also Tomei. This bed has the same status of Tuma as the Zov himself. It's also considered an Avatuma. And if that person wants to become Tor, he goes to the mikvah and will be Tomei until nightfall. Says Rashi, V'ish asher yivga b'mishkovoy. Limid ala mishkov, this teaches us regarding mishkov, shechomo min amago. Its tumah is more chomer than a zov touching somebody or somebody touching a zov. Shezeh, in the case of a bed, naso ava tumo, the same level of tumah as the zov himself. Letame odom, letame begodim. And it will be metame a person, and in turn will metame the clothing of that person also. Mashenkin v'amago, if you touch a zov or a zov touches you, she'ene mishkav, enoy elo vlada tumo. It goes down a level. And therefore, ve'ene metame elo ichlun mashkin. A vlada tumo could only metame food and drink, not odom vekelim. Posuk vov v'hayu yishev ala keli asho yishev olo v'azov yechabez begodov v'rochaz b'mayim v'tome yado orev. And if somebody sits on a kli that a zov sat on, a moishov, here also it has a high level tumor just like a mishkov, and it's metame the person, so much so that he has to wash his clothing also in a mikvah and he himself, and then they will become they will be tumah until nightfall. But notice the difference. In Posuk Hei it spoke about somebody touching the mishkov of a zov. Over here, it talks about somebody sitting on the moishav, on the chair of a zov. We have an added chiddush over here. If somebody sits on the chair of the zov, even if he didn't touch the chair. For instance, you have a bunch of chairs piled up one on another. So first of all, if a Zov sits on that pile of chairs, all the chairs will become Tomei. All the chairs that are carrying his weight, and therefore they become Tomei. And then, if a Tohoir goes ahead and sits on those chairs, even if he didn't touch the chairs themselves, he also will become Tomei. Although the Torah says this din by Moishav, the same halacha applies also to Mishkov in Posuk Hei. Says Rashi v'ayoshev al akli, afilu loy noga, afilu asoro kelim ze al ze, 10 chairs piled up one on top of another, same thing, that same halacha will apply to Mishkov also. Kulam, I'm not sure how to read this word, mitamim mishu Moishav, or mitamim mishu Moishav. Both halachas are true. All of them will become Tomei al Tumas Moishav if the Zov sat on it. And all of them will be Metamei Mishu Moishav if a Tohar afterwards sits on them. And this is true whether by Moishav, whether by Mishkov. Even though the Posek itself is talking about a Tohar sitting ala Kliya Shayeshav al Azov, nevertheless, we learn now from this pasuk also that a zov is also metame the pile of chairs and the pile of mattresses in the same way. Pasuk zayin v'anigei abiv sarah zov yichabeis begodov v'rochat b'mayim v'tomei ado orev. And if somebody touches the skin of the zov, or if the zov touches you, makes no difference, then such a person becomes tomei. He and his clothing, and he has to go in the mikveh, he and his clothing, and it will be tamei until nightfall. Posuk ches v'yichiyoruk hazov batohoyer v'chibes begodov v'rochat b'mayim v'tomei ad orev. And if the zov spits at somebody who is tohoyer, whether the spit touched his skin or whether it touched his clothing, and he's carrying the spit of the zov, either way, the person is Tomei, because Roik of a Zov is Mitamei b'mago uvemaso, to the extent that also his clothing are also Tomei, and he and his clothing have to go to the mikvah, and they're Tomei until nightfall. Says Rashi v'yoroik azov batoyo, v'noga boy directly in the tohoyo or nesooy, or he ended up carrying without touching it. Sharoik Mitamei even b'maso. Posuk tez v'chol amelko, v'ashor yirkav olov azov. Yitmo. And a saddle that a zov sits upon will also become tomei. You're probably bothered why is it not included in Moishav that we learned in Posuk Vov. Anything that a zov sits on will become tomei. A saddle is no different than a Moishav. And for Rashi, v'chol ha-melkov af al pi shelo yoshav olov. The chiddush of a saddle is even the parts that he didn't sit on. Namely, kegoin atofus shel salgo shekurin altsun, tomei mishumelkov, the tofus that's like what supports the back, and what you hold on to in the front. You're not sitting on it, but being that it's connected to the melkov, to the saddle, that also has a tumas melkov of Ezov. Behukov shekurin alvish tomei mishum moishov. What you actually sit on, of course, that's the regular moishov. The chiddush of melkov is the what supports the back and the thing that you put your hands on in the front to hold yourself on. Posuk yud v'chol anogeya b'chol asher yihyeh sachtov yitmo ad orev v'anosei oisom yechabeis begodov v'rochat b'mayim v'tomei ad orev. Posuk yud has two topics in it. The first issue is anybody that touches the melkov that is underneath the zov, the melkov that we spoke about in Posuk Tes, that is underneath the zov, such a person will become tomei until the evening. Here's the chiddush. If you touch a mishkav and a moishav of a zov, then you become tomei, you and your clothing. But if you touch a melkov of a zov, then only you become tomei without your clothing. That is a chumrah, that moishav and Mishkov have over Melkov. And the second topic, Vanusei Oisom, anybody who carries them. What is the them referring to? Rashi tells us, this is referring to the fluids that come out of a body of Ezov, whether it be Zoivoi, Rukoi, Shichvazaroi, or Meme Raglov. And anybody who carries a Mishkov and a Moishov, such a person will become Tomei, to the extent that his clothing are also tamei, even if he didn't touch the above-mentioned items, and therefore he and his clothing have to go into a mikvah, and they'll be tamei until nightfall. Says Rashi, v'chol anugia b'chol asher yeh tachtov. Tachtov of who? Not tachtov of the milk of, rather tachtov of shel zov. Namely, he's touching the milk of. What is this coming to teach us? Bova limit ala milk of, that we spoke about in Posuk Tes. Sheyanegeya boy, tomei, if you touch the milk of, you will be tomei, but vein ton kibbutz begodim, not your clothing. V'hu choymel b'mishkav mime milk of, that's a chumrah, that Mishkov and Moishov have over milk of. The second topic of the Pasuk, kol ha'omu b'inyan azov. Anything mentioned in Azov, namely, zoivoi v'rukoi v'shichva zaroi memeraglo, all of his fluids, and v'amishkov v'amilkov. All these items, maso'on metame odom letame begodim, even just carrying them without touching them, will be metame the person who carried them, including his clothing, which is a chiddush. If you touch the melkov, you're tomei without your clothing. But if you carry the melkov, now you and your clothing are tomei. We had a similar concept in Pasha Shmini regarding an avela. If you touch an avela, you're tomei without your clothing. If you carry an avela, now your clothing are tomei also. Posuk Yud Aleph v'choy lasho yigabo yazov v'yodov lo yishotaf b'moyim v'chibed b'godov v'rochaz b'mayim v'tomei ad orev. This posuk is coming to teach us that anything a zov touches, even though he's no longer oozing, even more than that, he counted 7 clean days, which we'll soon see he has to clean in order to become tohor. But he didn't yet go to the mikvah. To the Mayim Chaim. We'll soon see a Zov needs a spring water. As long as the Zov did not go to spring water, even if he stopped oozing, he counts 7 clean days, he has a full-fledged status of a Zov, and he will be Metame. Anybody who he touches, and including their clothing. The Torah refers to the Zov going into the Mayim Chaim as Yodov Loishotaf Bamoim. If he did not yet wash his hands. Now, of course, it's not enough for a Zov to wash his hands in the Mayim Chaim, in the spring water. He has to go his full body in there. Here, the Pasuk is teaching us another din, that when going into the spring water, or for that matter, anybody going into a mikvah, what part has to touch the water? Only the open parts of the body, like your hands. You don't have to open your eyes, you don't have to open your mouth in a mikvah, because that's a hidden part of the body, and it doesn't have to touch the water. Says Rashi, v'yodav lo yishotav b'moyim, be'oid sheloy toval mitum osoi, so long as he did not go to the Mayim Chaim yet, v'afilo posak mizoivoi, even if he stopped oozing, v'sofar shiva, he even counted shiva nekim, but umechusar tvila, he was not yet toivel metame kol tumoisov. He has the same status of a zov. He is metame with all the tumois. Vezeh shoytzi akosov tvilas gufo yishal zov beloshen shtivas yodayim. Why is it called washing his hands? He's not washing his hands. He's dunking his whole body in the spring water. Lelamedcho shein beis astorim ton bias mayim. The covered, the hidden parts of the body do not need to touch the water. Only open organs, or open parts of the body, like hands. Namely, you don't have to open your eyes, you don't have to open your mouth. Posuk yud beis uchli cheres asher yigabo yazov yishover v'chol keli eitz yishotef b'moyim. And if a zov touches a kli cheres, so we saw in Parsha Shmini, Klicheres, there's no tahara in a mikvah. The only thing you could do with it is break it. But if he touches a kli eitz, a kli made out of wood, then yishotef b'moyim, you could put it in a mikvah and it'll be toil. But one second, if a zov touches a klicheres, the klicheres becomes tomei. We saw in Parsha Shmini that a klicheres is not mitamei migaboy. If tumah touches it on the outside, it doesn't become tomei. Only if the tumah went in its airspace, inside, only then it becomes tameh. So what does the posuk mean? Is there a chiddush over here that a zov is mitameh klicheres migaboy? Says Rashi, no. You may have thought that even if the Zov touches it from the outside, it will be metamed klicheres. Talmud loymar, kedisa b'toras koyanim, no. Says the b'toras koyanim, it's not metame. This is not an exception to the rule. Rather, eizu magoy shoka kuloi, heviyoymar zeh seitoi. The chiddush the Torah is telling us over here is that if the Zov causes the klicheres to move, for instance, he's standing in the distance and he pushes it with a stick, the movement of the klicheres, that is how the Zov is metame de klicheres. But if he simply touched it from the outside, he will not be metame de klicheres. And this chiddush is referred to as tumas heset of a Zov. And it's not only applicable to klicheres, it's applicable to any kli that a Zov causes its movement. Adkan, namely from Posuk Dalid through Yud Beis, Hilchos Tumas Zov. Now we start with the Tahara of the Zov. Posuk Yud Gimel, the Chit Har Azov Mi Zoivoi, Vesof Arloi Shivas Yomim, Letorosoi, Vechibes Begodov, Verochad Besoroi, Bemaim Chayim, Vetoher. The words Vechiyit Har Azov Mi Zoivoi mean when he stops seeing Ziva. He stopped oozing. And then he has to count 7 clean days of not oozing, letohorosoi, v'chibes begodo, v'rochat besoroi, b'maim chayim v'toher. Then he goes to the mikvah, and he put his clothes, in not a mikvah, sorry, in maim chayim. He goes to the maim chayim, the spring water, and he puts his clothing in a maim chayim, and then the zov and his clothing will be tohoil. Says Rashi v'chiyita, kesheyif soik, when he stops oozing, shivas yomim letohorosoi, shivas yomim tohoirim mitumas zivo. Namely, sheloyi rezoiv, he doesn't see zivo. V'kulon retzufim, they have to be 7 consecutive days. And here's a riddle for your Shabbos table. What else in the parasha necessitated maim chaim, spring water? Of course, at the beginning of the parasha, the tahara of the metzora. You have to shecht one of the birds onto a klicheres that has in it maim chaim. Take the riddle further. What else in the Torah necessitates maim chaim, spring water? And the answer to that question is for a poro aduma. You have to mix the ashes of the poro aduma into spring water and sprinkle it on a tomei meis in order for him to become tohoil. Posug Yudaled Uvayoim Hashemini Yikach Lo Yishetei Soirim Oishenei Bneyoino Uvo Lifnei Adoinoi El Pesach Oy El Moed Unesanom El Hakoyein. So if he's a Zov that only had 2 Re'iyois, then Posug Yud Gimel is enough. All he needs is Maim Chaim, spring water, and that's it. He's Tohoil. But if he saw 3 Re'iyois, as Rashi above in Posuk Gimel told us, then he needs to bring korbanos on the 8th day. After he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, and now he's tor, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and on the 8th day, he brings korbanos. What is korbanos? Either 2 doves, or 2 pigeons, or 2 doves, and he brings it to Hashem, to the Ohel Moed, and he gives it to the Kohen. And here also, just like by a Metzora, the word Pesach Oyel Moed does not mean what he usually means, because he's not allowed to enter the Azoro. He's the Mechusar Kippurim. So long as he did not bring his Korbonis yet, he may not enter the Azoro. And therefore it means the entrance of the Azoro up until, but he can't enter the Azoro, nor into Shal Nikonor, into the Beis HaMikdosh. Posek Tezvov, Ve'oso Isom HaKoyhein Echod Chatos Ve'ho Echod Oylo, וכיפר עלו והכהן לפני אדוני מזויבוי. And the Kohen will take these 2 birds. One of them will be a chatos and the other one will be an oilo. And the way we process them, we discussed in Parshas Vayikra. וכיפר עלו והכהן, the Kohen should atone for this person in front of Hashem from his zivo. Regarding these korbonos, it makes no difference. You're an oshir or an oni. All zovim bring the same korbonos. Adkan, the tuma chamura of tumas zov, which comes out of an unhealthy body of a man. On to this 4th topic of Parashas Metzora, tumas shichva zera, which comes out of a functioning healthy body of a man. And this is considered a tuma kalo in comparison to tumas zivo. פוזוק דזיין ואיש, כי סייצי ממנו שכבה זורע, ורוחץ במים אז כל בשרוי ותומע דעורב. And a man who שכבה זורע comes out of his body, whether b'mokom mitzvah or shalom b'mokom mitzvah. Either way, he is tomei, and he must go to the mikvah. Here it's a regular mikvah, not mayim chayim, all of his skin, and then he will be tomei until the evening, until nightfall. V'chol beged v'chol oir asher yehiyeh alov shichva zorah v'chubas b'mayim v'tomei ad orev. And now, the shichva zera itself, the fluid itself is metame, besides for the person who emitted the shichva zera. Any beged, or oil, leather, that the shichva zera is upon, is also tame, and that also has to go into a mikvah, and it will be tame until nightfall. Posuk yud ches v'isho, asher yishkav isho yiso, shichva zera v'rochatsu v'amayim v'tomeu ad horev. And a woman who had Tashmish Hamita with a man, and Shichva Zera came out, now both of them are Tomei. The man we know about, that we said in Posuk Tezayin. The Chiddush over here is that the woman is also Tomei. She also needs to go to the mikvah, and they both will be Tomei until nightfall. And why is the woman Tomei? Not because she touched Shichva Zera, or the Shichva Zera touched her. Says Rashi, V'rochatsu b'mayim gziras melechi shetetamei ho'isho bebiyo. V'eina tam ishum negea b'shichva zera. Why? Sharei maga beis astorimi. The shichva zera touched her in a hidden place of the body. Any hidden place of the body is not mitamei mishum mago. Rather, gziras melech, that a isha that was mishamesh, becomes tamei. Adkan the fourth topic of Mitzparashas Metzoiro, Tumas Shichvas Zera.